This is the reading for November 12th. Hosea chapter 9. Israel, do not rejoice, don't shout for joy as the other nations do. You have been like a prostitute against your God. You love the pay of prostitutes on every threshing floor. But the threshing floor and the wine press will not feed the people, and there won't be enough new wine. The people will not stay in the Lord's land. Israel will return to being captives as they were in Egypt. And in Assyria they will eat food that they are not allowed to eat. The Israelites will not give offerings of wine to the Lord. They will not give him sacrifices. Their sacrifices will be like food that is eaten at a funeral. It is unclean, and everyone who eats it becomes unclean. Their food will only satisfy their hunger. They cannot sacrifice it in the temple. What will you do then on the day of feasts and on the day of the Lord's festival? Even if the people are not destroyed, Egypt will capture them. Memphis will bury them. Weeds will grow over their silver treasures, and thorns will drive them out of their tents. The time of punishment has come, the time to pay for sins. Let Israel know this. You think the prophet is a fool, and you say the spiritual person is crazy. You have sinned very much, and your hatred is great. Is Israel a watchman? Are God's people prophets? Everywhere Israel goes, traps are set for him. He is an enemy in God's house. The people of Israel have gone deep into sin as the people of Gibeah did. The Lord will remember the evil things they have done, and he will punish their sins. When I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. Your ancestors were like finding the first figs on the fig tree. But when they came to Baal Peor, they began worshiping an idol, and they became as hateful as the thing they worshiped. Israel's glory will fly away like a bird. There will be no more pregnancy, no more births, no more getting pregnant. But even if the Israelites bring up children, I will take them all away. How terrible it will be for them when I go away from them. I have seen Israel like Tyre, given a pleasant place. But the people of Israel will soon bring out their children to be killed. Lord, give them what they should have. What will you give them? Make their women unable to have children. Give them dried up breasts that cannot feed their babies. The Israelites were very wicked in Gilgal, so I have hated them there. Because of the sinful things they have done, I will force them to leave my land. I will no longer love them. Their leaders have turned against me. Israel is beaten down. Its root is dying, and it has no fruit. If they have more children, I will kill the children they love. God will reject them because they have not obeyed him. They will wander among the nations. Hosea chapter 10. Israel is like a large vine that produced plenty of fruit. As the people became richer, they built more altars for idols. As their land became better, they put up better stone pillars to honor gods. Their heart was false, and now they must pay for their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars. He will destroy their holy stone pillars. Then they will say, "We have no king because we didn't honor the Lord. As for the king, he couldn't do anything for us." They make many false promises and agreements which they don't keep. So people sue each other in court. They are like poisonous weeds growing in a plowed field. The people from Israel are worried about the calf-shaped idol at Beth-Aven. The people will cry about it, and the priests will cry about it. They used to shout for joy about its glory, but it will be carried off to Assyria as a gift to the great king. Israel will be disgraced, and the people will be ashamed for not obeying. Israel will be destroyed. Its king will be like a chip of wood floating on the water. The places of false worship will be destroyed, the places where Israel sins. Thorns and weeds will grow up and cover their altars. Then they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." Israel, you have sinned since the time of Gibeah, and the people there have continued sinning. But war will surely overwhelm them in Gibeah because of the evil they have done there. When I am ready, I will come to punish them. Nations will come together against them, and they will be punished for their double sins. Israel is like a well-trained young cow that likes to thresh grain. I will put a yoke on her neck and make her work hard in the field. Israel will plow, and Judah will break up the ground. I said, plant goodness, harvest the fruit of loyalty, plow the new ground of knowledge. Look for the Lord until He comes and pours goodness on you like water. But you have plowed evil and harvested trouble. You have eaten the fruit of your lies. Because you have trusted in your own power and your many soldiers, your people will hear the noise of battle, and all your strong-walled cities will be destroyed. It will be like the time King Shalman destroyed Beth Arbel in battle, when mothers and their children were bashed to death. The same will happen to you, people of Bethel, because you did so much evil. When the sun comes up, the king of Israel will die.
Chapter 3.
Remind believers to willingly place themselves under the authority of government officials. Believers should obey them and be ready to help them with every good thing they do. Believers shouldn't curse anyone or be quarrelsome, but they should be gentle and show courtesy to everyone. Indeed, we too were once stupid, disobedient, and misled. We were slaves to many kinds of lust and pleasures. We were mean and jealous. We were hated, and we hated each other. However, when God our Savior made His kindness and love for humanity appear, He saved us, but not because of anything we had done to gain His approval. Instead, because of His mercy, He saved us through the washing in, which the Holy Spirit gives us, new birth and renewal. God poured a generous amount of the Spirit on us through Jesus Christ our Savior. As a result, God in His kindness has given us His approval, and we have become heirs who have the confidence that we have everlasting life. This is a statement that can be trusted. I want you to insist on these things so that those who believe in God can concentrate on setting an example by doing good things. This is good and helps other people. Avoid foolish controversies, arguments about genealogies, quarrels and fights about Moses' teachings. This is useless nonsense. Have nothing to do with people who continue to teach false doctrine after you've warned them once or twice. You know that people like this are corrupt. They are sinners condemned by their own actions. When I send Artemis or Tychicus to you, hurry to visit me in the city of Nicopolis. I have decided to spend the winter there. Give Zenas the lawyer and Apollos your best support for their trip so that they will have everything they need. Our people should also learn how to set an example by doing good things when urgent needs arise so that they can live productive lives. Everyone with me sends you greetings. Greet our faithful friends. God's goodwill be with all of you.